Hang Out with Heather is brought to you in partnership with Sorbet Dunkeld and David Gilson Hair, because you all deserve to look your very best.
You are listening to Hang Out with Heather. Hang Out with Heather on Niche Radio.
To hang out with Heather, with me, Heather Hook, here with you once again on Niche Radio. Of course, I have all your best news of all the coolest things that are going on in and around Johannesburg, as well as some amazing prizes to give away. So do stay tuned. It is, of course, an epic show as usual. And I also have an exclusive one-on-one interview with a man called Chris Lanzetti, who makes the most amazingly beautiful cakes. His company is called The Red Velveteer. And I got to chat to him one-on-one. And I've also got some awesome little Easter cakes to give away from Chris and the team at Red Velveteer. So do stay tuned. It's going to be a great show. So, exciting news for all you motoring enthusiasts, and if you are one of the 350 million people worldwide who absolutely love Top Gear, then you'll be excited to know that the Top Gear Series 25 is heading our way tomorrow, Wednesday the 28th of February. It's kicking off, and Series 25 sees Matt LeBlanc, best known for his role as Joey Tribbiani on Friends, Chris Harris, who's a former professional race car driver, and Rory Reid, who's an award-winning motoring journalist, and of course the Stig, are going to be returning to our screens with some guest appearances from Sabine Schmitz and Eddie Jordan. So they're going to be doing absolutely amazing things. They are going to be building the world's fastest tractor. They're going to be tackling America's Wild West in some shiny new V8 sports cars, and they're going to be attempting to land a NASA research plane in America's ultimate muscle car, and loads more. Season 25 was filmed in locations including Japan, USA, Portugal, Italy, and just outside of Guildford. So make sure you diarize Wednesday the 28th of February from 8 p.m. on BBC Brit, which is DSTV channel 21, also channel 120 for us here at home. And this is going to be loads of fun. If you want to find out more, you can head on over to topgear.com for all the details. And they've also got a little taster video there so you can see what to expect from Top Gear Series 25. Yay, much excitement for motoring fans. Now, I just found out about this last week, and I'm a little bit sad because I was a bit late to get involved, but I'm sure they're going to be doing loads more of these initiatives. Clover Crush spent some time recently delivering Crush goodness in the form of school shoes to over 10,000 underprivileged children across the country who got a brand new pair of school shoes to start their new school year with, and I think that is pretty epic. So over the course of last week, Tembisa Madoda, Proverb, and Lira visited schools in and around Alexandra and Soweto as part of the Crush Goodness campaign with Clover Crush. And Clover Crush, together with the SA Department of Education, conducted research to identify 12 schools across Gauteng, Limpopo, Mpumalanga, KwaZulu-Natal, and the Western Cape with kids who were in desperate need of school shoes. And they started distributing 10,000 pairs of school shoes to these 12 schools. And please do head on over to my blog, heatherhook.com, and you can see the amazing, amazing pictures and how excited everybody was. The shoe partner for the campaign is Smart Steps by Novita Shoes, and other familiar faces that you may recognize, Lala Hirayama, Rami Chwene, Bonnie Mbuli, and Brent Lindeke, the Good Things guy, were also there handing out shoes. It is absolutely fantastic story, and these kids' faces is just so cute. Head on over to heatherhook.com and click on the Clover Crush Delivering Crush Goodness in the Form of School Shoes post and go and check that all out. Fashion, just car, or SA fashion specifically, should I say, just kind of got a little bit of a leapfrog when some of South Africa's own fashion royalty joined their peers from 53 other Commonwealth countries to present the country's design credentials to Her Royal Highness the Duchess of Cambridge, the Countess of Wessex, and Princess Beatrice of York at a glittering reception in Buckingham Palace on Monday the 19th of February. So the event was attended by hand-picked elite from the international fashion circuit in town for the autumn-winter 2018 London Fashion Week, and the official opening of the inaugural Commonwealth Fashion Exchange Design Exhibition featured a bespoke creation by one of our top designers, Clive Rundle, collaborating with Lesotho-based textile design duo Potato Ranu and Malitu Monyo of House of Tetana, and the collection is absolutely stunning. And also South African Fashion Week director Lucilla Boysen was there, and she got to chat to some of the attending royals. And this is a huge, 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 huge accolade for South African fashion. So do head on over to heatherhook.com and go and check that out. Clive Rundle, yeah, I mean, absolutely amazing and so epic to see all these royals and celebrities admiring our work. So that makes me very proud to be a South African. So the Tropica Island of Treasure has kicked off. I'm actually not sure if my nails are going to survive this one. The celebrities have just picked their teams in the Season 8 Tropica Island of Treasure. And I kind of have my bets hedged, but I think I may be more invested in the outcome than I ever suspected that I would be. So the most recent episode that aired finally revealed the pairings of the celebs and the contestants. And this came after the contestants battled it out in an extreme challenge, or challenges, should I say, which gave the celebrities a glimpse into what they would bring to the table. So to get the contestant that they wanted, the celebrities needed to be put to a test in challenges which tested both their physical and puzzle-solving capabilities. And to be honest, I think I probably would have failed miserably. So Brendan Paper came out tops, picked his teammate, Durban-born Lazanne Lazarus. And you can check out all the rest of the listings on my site so you can find out who's paired with who. And the teams are super excited to put their heart and souls into the challenges in the hopes of winning a share of the smooth 1 million rand grand prize. That's awesome. So they are located in the Maldives, and they're going to be getting all of the excitement on every Monday night at 7:30 on SABC3. So do stay tuned to find out more, and I'm hopefully going to be interviewing some of the celebrities as and when they come out of Tropica Island of Treasure. I'm holding thumbs for all of you, so go and kick butt. If you want to find out more, of course, you can head on over to my website, heatherhook.com, or you can also visit Tropica, that's Tropica with a K, .co.za to find out a little bit more. Now, if you want to get your hands on 3.3 million rands worth of prizes, then you want to find out more about the Sun Chase, and it is currently on. And let's be honest, February, I don't know, for me, February's been an incredibly tough month, so I wouldn't mind getting my hands on a part of the share of 3.3 million rand. Sun International Sun Chase is now on, and it is being played at all Sun International South African casinos until the 7th of April. You can play at your local casino and chase to earn a spot in the finale, which will see only 10 points chasers making it onto the casino leaderboards and the chance to win a prize. All 100 points chasers from across the country will make it to the final showdown, where there will be a 2.7 million rand for the taking, and the top prize winner will take home a guaranteed 1 million rand. So participating casinos include Times Square, Grand West, Sun City, Sibaya, Boardwalk, Carnival City, Golden Valley, Wild Coast, Carousel in Northwest, Windmill in Free State, Maropa in Limpopo, and Flamingo in the Free State. And this looks like it is going to be absolutely amazing. You can find out more on suninternational.com, and Sun Chase is exclusive to Sun MVG card holders. So make sure that you are an MVG card holder with Sun International. So I got to chat to a young man by the name of Chris Lanzetti recently. Now, Chris owns a company called The Red Velveteer, and he makes the most amazing cakes. In fact, he's one of my favorite novelty cake makers. He just makes everything's just so beautiful. His creations are beautifully put together and decorated, and they are tasty and delicious too. Sometimes with these cakes, you can often find that the cake inside is a little bit like dry and not so nice. Chris's cakes are absolutely amazing, and I got to chat to Chris one-on-one about The Red Velveteer and all the kinds of cakes that he makes. Chris, tell us how you wound up making such amazing cakes for a living.
I've always had an interest in food and art, and one of my passions in life is painting and cooking and anything creative. So I've always wanted to be involved in the kitchen. I've always wanted to be involved with cooking, and I decided at a stage, okay, why not combine cooking and art together to create edible art? And yeah, that's how I came about to create cakes and, you know, one-off show pieces and artworks that can be, you know, edible artworks and all. But yeah, I think it all started when I was in school and the cake boss started coming out, and I had a big, big interest in seeing what they were doing. And then I just decided to slowly get into it. And, you know, I got a job at one of the companies in my area, and he taught me a few basics. And yeah, eventually I just decided now I need to do my own thing. And then from there I just went, and I've been doing that ever since. And whatever challenge comes in my way, I just try my best to, you know, beat all the expectations, and so far it's working. So yeah.
What has been the weirdest cake request you've ever received, and why was it so weird?
So over the past 5 years, I've received, you know, obviously various requests for the most bizarre things and strange sexual things and just weird cakes. Obviously, I'm very selective of what I take on, and I'm not too keen on taking the extremely sexually weird below the belt things. I just feel that with my brand, I try to keep it above the belt and keep it classy with everything I do. Look, I'm open to doing a very lacy bra or a bum with a pretty panty on or something like that. But where it's explicit and stuff, I try not to get involved with that. But regarding the weirdest, I'd have to say that a couple once wanted a 3 or 4 layer wedding cake that was totally filled with zombies, 12, 15 zombies that were eating each other and eating the bride and groom. Was just obviously very unique and very rare to come across, but also a bit strange, because obviously it's not the most common thing for a wedding. And especially, why would you want that for your wedding? But, you know, people want what they want. Another strange one that I had to be a brain cake. And the whole thing was like a oozy, gutsy, gory, mushy looking brain. And the inside was actually a red velvet, but instead of red, we made it like a flesh color. And the icing was also like a flesh color. So when you cut into it, it literally looked like a mushy brain. Definitely one of the strangest cakes I've done. It was really nice. It came out stunning in the end, but it was, quite a strange one.
What types of events do you usually make cakes for?
I do cakes for special occasions, theme events, corporate events, the whole range of the baby theme cakes, christenings, baptisms, first birthdays, smash cakes for photo shoots. I do total showstopper dummy cakes, where a client would want something that just looks amazing and not necessarily to cut. So I basically cover any and all types of events. I'm obviously trying to really get myself known in the wedding industry. I'm working on one or two quite big, amazing things this year. I've got an upside down suspended hanging cake, and I've also got a cake that's split in half and looks like it's leaning away from each other. So that's really quite a challenge. But yeah, any event, any type of cake, any request, any theme, cupcakes, cakes, mini cakes, huge cakes, whatever type of cake, I can probably make a plan and make it happen.
What makes you unique from other bakers and suppliers?
What makes me unique from every other supplier is, I think that I take an artistic approach to everything that I do, whether it's the flower and decor aspect of my business, or planning a wedding, or, you know, the cakes and cupcakes. Everything, I see it as an artistic, you know, a piece of artwork, and I want it to be something that people are going to look and see huge amounts of detail, and the more they look, the more they're going to see. And I like to have little hidden things, and often, like for weddings and stuff, I like to have a whole symbolic meaning and reason behind why I decided to put this there, or why I feel this works with the design. But yeah, you obviously, at the Red Velveteer, you're going to get once-off designer custom cakes, perfect in every way, and they look amazing, and they taste equally as amazing. And I strive towards creating some of the highest standard cakes in the industry, that taste great and look the part too. Cause I think it's the worst if you have this amazing looking cake and you cut into it and it's a rusk. No one wants to be chewing on a hard piece of rusk on their wedding day. And it's a thing of where you're only as good as your last order. And so every order that comes out of my studio needs to be what I would like to put through for future and what I want people to know me for. If you're looking for something artistic, something way out there, something, you know, unique and extremely creative, then I'm the place to come. And yeah, I do also obviously the simpler cakes, more minimalistic, whatever the client's looking for, I can accommodate with.
How can people get hold of you? So what is your website, your social media handles, all of that?
Okay, so I am on I'm online all over. I do have a website, www.theredvelveteer.co.za, and there you'll basically find everything that I offer, my services, in terms of cakes, flowers, decor, and wedding planning, functions, events. So it's all there. There's also a very easy to use online inquiry form, and you'll see my website is quite easy to It's quite user-friendly. But yeah, if you just Google The Red Velveteer or Google Christopher Lanzetti, it does pull up all my things immediately. But I am on Facebook. My page is The Red Velveteer. Instagram at red.velveteer. And yeah, and then everyone can just follow me, check what I'm doing, see my latest promotions. I do promotions and specials and offerings throughout the year, depending on the theme. I've got an awesome Easter promotion that I'm doing right now. And the space is crazy. I think I'm sitting over 80 orders so far, and it hasn't even been released fully into the public. But yeah, generally, The Red Velveteer, if you just search on Google, it does bring everything up. I'm on my Google businesses. I'm on everything, really. So, yeah.
So awesome catching up with Chris. And I'm absolutely, absolutely besotted with his cakes. And that is why I am so excited to have two bunny cakes to give away just in time for Easter, courtesy of Chris and The Red Velveteer. The cakes are valued at 100 Rand each. Head on over to my site. I have got a picture up there, but basically there's a bunny top, so a bunny head or a bunny bottom as he's diving into a hole in the ground. Both of them are absolutely gorgeous, and they are valued at 100 Rand each, and I have two of those to give away. So make sure that you stand a chance to enter. Please do note that you will need to collect from Chris in the south of Joburg. Otherwise, delivery can be organized, but any delivery costs will be for your own account. So head on over to heatherhook.com, click on the competitions tab, click on the Win a Cute Bunny Cake for Easter from the Red Velveteer post, and comment below and tell me who you plan on sharing your yummy cake with, and you could be one of my lucky winners. Good luck. While we're at winning things, this is your last chance today to win a double set of tickets to the exclusive Gin Foraging Festival, which is being hosted by Churchill's in Melrose Arch on Saturday, the 3rd of March. That's this Saturday coming. So this is going to be an exciting afternoon of exploring the wonderful and an amazing plethora of flavors, as some of the country's local and international most exciting gin brands will be available for tasting and explanations about what makes their perfect serve so simply irresistible. So up for tasting this Saturday will be Bombay Sapphire, Jennifer, Westcliff, Whitley Neal, Cruxland, and Ginologist. Some of my favorite gins in there. So not only do you get to drink some gin, but there's also some delicious food and chilled South African lounge vibes, all in the elegant bar at Churchill's, which I absolutely love. It's a very British gastro pub. I absolutely adore it. And you will, upon arrival, get promotional vouchers and a branded gin festival glass, and you get to taste a whole bunch of stuff. So a double set of tickets is valued at 300 Rand. Make sure you head on over to heatherhook.com, click on competitions, and enter, and you have to tell me what your favorite local gin is. Competition is closing tomorrow, so make sure that you enter. Also, don't forget, if you want to win tickets to see The Wiz at Joburg Theatre, which is part of the National School of the Arts Showcase, which is actually going to be running from the 6th of March to the 11th of March, I have a double set of tickets to see The Wiz on the Mandela stage at Joburg Theatre on Friday the 9th of March. And this is an awesome story of Dorothy and all her friends who head off to go and see The Wizard of Oz. But of course, it has a South African twist to it and is set to leave you with a beat in your feet and a melody in your heart. Why not? So to win a set of tickets to the Half Past Seven show on Friday the 9th of March, you need to head on over to heatherhook.com. Once again, click on the competitions tab and let me know who you would love to take along with you to see this absolutely magical performance at Joburg Theatre. Competition closes next week, Tuesday the 6th of March, so make sure you have entered. Now, quickly, before I forget, don't forget, if you haven't booked your tickets yet to see The Illusionists, make sure that you do. The show is on until the 14th of March. It was mind-boggling. I loved every single minute of it. I probably am going to go back again if there are still tickets left. This is currently running at the Teatro at Monte Cassino and features the most amazing illusionists from around the world. I loved Chris Cox, the mentalist. I loved Kaylin and Ginger, the husband and wife couple who do absolutely amazing things. Of course, Darcy Oak, who I interviewed on the show a little bit earlier this year. And yeah, this is really, really, really not to be missed. So make sure that you have your tickets booked. Again, you can head to heatherhook.com for more info, show prices, or show time, should I say, ticket prices, etc. Or, of course, you can book on CompuTicket.com. And then this Friday, the 2nd of March, Chris de Burgh, one of my all-time favorites, is heading to Sun International's Times Square in Menlyn. He's only doing two shows in South Africa as part of his Better World album tour. And Chris has been like, I don't know, I've been listening to Chris de Burgh since I can remember. His career spans over 30 years. He's an absolutely amazing British-Irish singer-songwriter and instrumentalist. And yeah, you probably know him for Man on the Line, High on Emotion, Into the Lights, and of course, Lady in Red, that I actually had my first slow dance to when I was 13 years old in Standard 6, giving away my age here. Anyway, so make sure you have your tickets booked. That is this Friday, the 2nd of March. Ticket prices range between 460 and 800 Rand per person, and you can book on bigconcerts.co.za. I'm really, really looking forward to seeing Chris de Burgh this weekend. And that is it from me for this week. If you missed anything, and everything that I've spoken about on the podcast today is available on my website, heatherhook.com. So do head across there and check it all out. If you are on social media and you want to get engaged, I'm always sharing whatever I'm up to and new things that are happening in and around Joburg. I'm on Twitter, Heather L. Hook. I'm also on Facebook, so facebook.com/HeatherL. Hook. And I'm on Instagram, Heather Louise Hook. And I will be back with you next week with loads more info about amazing things to do in and around Johannesburg. I will be back with you then. Lots of love. Bye.
Subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or log into www.nicheradio.co.za. Yeah.